Shalom Aleichem's sweetest friends. This year should be a special schus. Rabbi Marni Marasi, Chayu Chavit Fege, Bas Michal Yudispasio. And for Dina Baracha, Bas Esther Hadassa, Soch Shachol Yisrael, Minishmas, Rishmul Pinchas Ben Rabbi Yaakov Tzvir, Vodon Zeshub Ben Rabbi Yosef, Maris Esther Bas Rabbi Shmuel. And we are continuing our series of shiurim in the Igros Hagrid Alevi, the correspondence, the letters of Rav Soloveitchik, Zichrono Livracha. And this is a letter that he wrote from Boston, Erev Shabbos Kodesh, Parshas Teves, Erev Shabbos Kodesh, Yid Aleph Teves. In the year Tuf Reish Tzadi Dalet, that's like 1934. Sheila Bolafanai, following question comes before me. And this is a letter he wrote to his father. But the following Shaila, a goy, comes to Rav Ploni Almoni in Boston to convert. The Rav says, "Oh, you're circumcised already? All right, that's cool. Just go into the mikveh and for it to be a convert, and you're in. Without a tufas dam bris, either forgetting or ignoring the sugya in Shabbos Kuf Lamed Hei. And this guy marries a Jewess. Rabbi Pupko comes to Rav Soloveitchik with the shaila. Of course, he said immediately that he should say to the father of the girl that the son-in-law is not a ger. A goy, she's married to a goy, and they have to do a tafas dam bris, and then nachat vila, shem gerus. Vadino ke gavoni mol, he's like a goy with a bris mila. What's a goy with a bris mila? A goy with a bris mila is a goy. So since he was involved with the shaila, he looked into the sugya, and there are three shitas. The one shita is the shitas habahag, brought in Taisis and Yavamas, Memvav, that a ger needs a tafas dam bris, he needs to take blood for a tafas dam bris, for geirus. And a katan, who's born circumcised, does not. Shittas Rambam and the Rif, but they both require, Shittas Rabbeinu Chananel, is that a katan requires a tafas dam bris, a ger doesn't. Rabbeinu Chananel adds that ain lo takana. But a ger with a circumcision has no takana. He's not allowed to marry a Jewish girl. If he does, his children are Jewish, obviously, or they're ksherim. If he holds that they're not Jewish, there's an opinion also that Rishonim is not Jewish, but they can convert. And he writes, this is brought in the Ran and Shabbos, Aval Rabbeinu Chananel, Kosav, the Gershon, is Gaya Kshumol, Ein Loi Takon, Aval Volim, Nirol, Lechas, Venechnasim, Lekol, Does Gaya Rubitvila, Vager Choshev, Lahakshir, Azaro, Aval Ba'atzmo, Yiloi. The Ger was Mizgaya when he was circumcised. He has no Takana, that's it. He can never join the Jewish people. But his children have a circumcision when they're 8 days old. They can enter into the Jewish people. Does Gaya Bitvila? Because he tried to convert with Tvila. Vager Choshev Lahakshir Zara Vavatzmolo. So he could be Machshir his Zara, but he himself not. So this is very surprising. Rabbeinu Chananel, by the way, some have it as Rabbeinu Tam. Some say the name Rabbeinu Tam, some say Rabbeinu Chananel. So let's go with the Rabbeinu Chananel. So what does he mean when he says that Aval banim nimaon mechas v'nechnasim l'kol does gayer b'tfila? So he had giyur. He was misgayer. So memela, his children are nechnasim l'kol. Vager choshev l'hachshir azaro. And a ger could be machshir his zera. So apparently we're talking here about a case where he marries a Jewish woman, and Rabbi Yochanan is of the opinion that a guy who marries a Jewish woman, the child needs conversion. And what he's saying is that this person's child doesn't. Why? Because the tefillah that the father had was enough that the child has Kedushas Yisrael. But it's not enough for him. It's not enough for him to be a full-fledged ger, but it's enough to give his child Kedushas Yisrael. So he has no takana for himself. For himself, there's no takana. He is a lost cause. He can't properly convert, but the milah that he has is enough for his child. The tefillah that he does is enough for his child to be considered Jewish when he marries a Jewish woman. And if he would be a guy, then the child would also be, would need conversion. But since he had tefillah, it's enough to be machshir his son. And as far as he is concerned, again, shita Rabbeinu Hananel is, ain lo takana, if he already has a bris milah, there's a lost cause, he can't properly convert. And these words of Rabbeinu Tam have been the subject of much discussion, or Rabbeinu Hananel, been the subject of much discussion in the Sfarim HaKadoshim. So let's try to understand where he's coming from. As Moreno Rabbeinu writes, "Kamuvan shita zu merapesis igri." This shita just makes no sense. That he just because he has a bris milah, that's it. He can never convert, but it's good enough for his child. L'chora ein l'shum peil shubiu. The Ramban already was very displeased with this. So it says in the Sugya in Krisus, the Mishnah there talks about things that people are mechusrei kapara, arba mechusrei kapara, who lack karbanos, they didn't bring their karbanos. So the Gemara says, what about a ger? Rabbi Elazar ben Yankov says, ger. Tanakama doesn't mention ger, so the Gemara asks about Tanakama, where's the ger? So the Gemara's answer is, ki katani, midam, de mishra lemechel kachim. We're talking about carbon that's matyar kachim. But a ger, ki kamaisi carbon, lach shure nafshe lemeel de kolvo. When a ger brings a carbon, it's to be machshir himself, lovay bekol. It's to permit himself to enter into the Jewish people. And therefore, even though he's not allowed to eat kachim until he brings his karban, that's not the point of the karban. Chusrei kapara are those who need the karban for kafir in order to eat kachim, because they lack the requisite tara. But this person, problem isn't that he lacks the requisite tara. This person's problem is he's not Jewish. It's to be machshir himself, love of a call. That's why it wasn't mentioned by the Tanakhama. What this means is that the ikuv of the ger from eating kachim, as long as he hasn't brought his kapara, it's not as we explained because he's mechusar kapara, because he's a chodes ha-karban. But rather, because the kapara is part of the Etzem Meisen Chetz of Geirus. So this is a little bit of a different spin. It's not pshat that it's only, there's no kapara at all and it's just Geirus, but rather that this kapara of the carbon is part of the Etzem Meisen Chetz of Geirus. There is a kapara involved because Shlosh Hadvarim Nichnas Yisrael Lebris Mila Tvila Vahatzelas Damim, like it says there in Krisis and Daftes, Mila Tvila and the carbon. And the carbon is also me'etzem ageris, like mil and tefillah. Just mil and tefillah are ma'akev, linyan kol ha'tara kula. As long as he hasn't yet been mal, and he hasn't been toibel, it's not a ger. And a carbon is not ma'akev kol ha'tara kula. Avo ben ogeh le'kotshim a carbon ma'akev be'etzem gerusa. So So he's not a ger sholem and kosher la'achilas kachim. So as far as kachim are concerned, he still lacks the kiyum ha'karban, the fulfillment of this karban for the chalos ha'ger. So is the lashon of the Rambam in the first parak of Mechusrei Kippur in Halacha Beis. Ger shemol v'tolo v'dayin lo hevi karbanoi, afa pishu asur lecho b'kachim ha'chi yavi karbanoi, eno me'mechusrei karban kippurim, shakarbano ikva lios ger gomu v'lios kachol kishrei Yisrael. U'mipnei zeh eno yecho b'kachim, shadayin lanase ki kishrei Yisrael v'kevin shavi karbanoi, yas Yisrael kashar yecho b'kachim. A ger who does mila and tevila and hasn't yet brought his karban, even though he's not allowed to eat kachim until he brings his karban, he's not considered mechusrei kippurim. Because his karban stops him from being a complete ger and to be like all kosher Jewish people. And because of this, he can't eat kachim because he's not yet fully a ger. He's not yet fully a kosher Jew. And when he brings his karban and he becomes a Yisrael kosher, he can eat kachim. And this means that to go into the community of the Jewish people, one does when he's a Yisrael kosher and a ger gomor. And this is completed when he brings his kachim. If he doesn't bring his karbanis, then he lacks being a complete ger. Why does he lack being a complete ger? Because he can't eat kachim yet. Benogel l'shar dinei Yisrael, he's a ger shalim. But as far as kachim are concerned, he's not yet a complete Jew. That's why he can't eat kachim until he brings his karban. In the Shita Mekubetzes, increases on Daf Ches, in Osgimel, Chidushim Osgimel, writes, V'asur lecho v'kachim, u'poysel isha b'biyasei l'kohuna. Wow, he says, until he brings his carbon, he's not allowed, the Gemara says, a carbon ola, he's not allowed to eat kachim, and he passels a woman, if he has beer with her for kahuna, as if he's a guy. So in other words, the Shita Mekubetzes is that not only with regard to kachim is he not a ger gamur, v'dayin lo nishlam hagerusai, elegam le'inin inyan iser bas Yisrael, shadayin eno ger shalim l'inyan zeh. That also with regard to being usher to a bas Yisrael, he's not considered a ger shalim. He's still considered partially a guy. And Mameli's Aser B'Bas Yisrael, and he passes her B'Biyasa L'Kahuna. And they learn this, Shita Mekubetzes learned this from the Gemara that says a lesson of L'Me'al B'Kal. And he learns that even the Nyingerus, he's still Pagum. Ki Katana Midam D'Mishe L'Mechal Kachim. Ger Ki Kamaisi Karban L'Achshuri L'Me'al B'Kal. What does it mean L'Me'al B'Kal? To marry in. So until he brings his Karban, he can't come into Kal, he can't come into the community. If he does, if he tries, if he's be with a Jewish woman, it's like having be with a guy and he passes her the kahuna. So with Lachar, we have to understand, according to the Shita, how a Bas Yisrael marries a Ger B'zman HaZeh. He can't be Gwal Lakal until he has his Gerus. There's a certain well-known community that doesn't allow Gerim into their community. Maybe they're holding with the Pashmashan, the Shita Mekubetzes. There's no carbon, he's not allowed above Baba Kal. The answer, of course, is that that's their minhag, but la'halacha, it's not obligatory, of course. Because the Gemara increases already tells us in Daf Tes, Ela me'ata idna deleka carbon lo nekabel geirim, we're not going to be with kabel geirim, no carbon. And then the Gemara learns that no, as man is that you can. Gemara derives from the pasuk. What's the kasha? A ger shemal v'tabal is a ger gomer. Just the carbon is ma'akev l'achilas kachim. Now they're no kachin l'may nafkamina. But l'shita s'shita mekubetzis is very good. Because he's aser b'bas Yisrael. That's the Gemara's kasha. Gemara's kasha is, if he's aser b'bas Yisrael, so how we makabel gerim is manazeh? And then that the Gemara adds, teretz is, that we have exeris hakasov, that we're makabel the daris if there's no carbon. But this man shebeis hamikdash hayakayim, he needed the carbon to be mutter b'bas Yisrael. How's the Rambam going to understand? The Rambam learns that he is a full-fledged Jew after Mila and Tefillah. He doesn't need the carbon to be Jewish. To marry a Bas Yisrael, according to the Rambam, you can marry a Bas Yisrael even before the carbon. So what's the Gemara's problem? Why shouldn't we be Makabel Gerim as Manazeh? So maybe the Rambam is learning that since the carbon is Me'atz Mishal Geris, Choli Kuvu Mishim Delagavi Kachim, Adayin Lom Mekir Geris Shalim, there's a chisar in his chalais geiris. So we're not properly doing the geiris. And if we're not properly doing the geiris, let's not be makabel the geirim at all. So even though b'zman hazeh there's not enough kamina b'gei alika b'karban, but the etzem ageiris v'chalusa, we're lacking the kiyum of the carbon. And therefore we shouldn't be makabel geirim b'zman hazeh. We have to mekayim the geiris b'shleimusa kochol hilchusa b'dinah. So, and the Kamash Malan, now we have Xeris Hakasa, the Ramakabali Mizmanazeh. In Yavamis, Defmin Vav, is Damachlik is Tanoim. In Mila Begeris Makevis, on Tvila Makevis. The Tanaimu hold that Mila is Makev and not Tvila. The Tanaimu hold that Tvila is Makev and not Mila. You see in the Sig in Yavamis, Lechatchila Kule Alma, we require Mila and Tvila. That's what you see from the sugya. So what about a ger who's misgar ben mila levad, according to the mandomer, that mila is ma'akev and not tefillah, and he brings his carbon in, and he doesn't do tefillah. He does mila, according to the mandomer, mila is ma'akev, he does the mila. And he brings his carbon, he doesn't do tefillah. If we assume that it's possible, even though it's misgar, that it's impossible to bring his carbon before tefillah. But let's just say you can. I said, "Mutter from teed kachim or not?" It would appear pasha that not. The lo garat tefillah mikarbon, just like carbon. It's not ma'akev b'gerusa l'chol dinei Torah. It's ma'akev l'nyan kachim. Kamo kein tefillah. Leisem andama that it's not ma'akev. It's ma'akev l'nyan achilas kachim. And the explanation is because in truth, the carbon is not mi'maisa ageros atzmai. And think about it. According to those who shonim who hold, not only tefillah but even mila requires a beis din of three people, and so pasuk is a shulchan aruch. Yeridea 268.3 is, does the carbon also need three people? Of course not. Because Mila and Tefillah are the Etzem Maisa Hagerus, and only the Etzem Maisa Hagerus requires a Beis Din. Hashem came the carbon. HaKrovus HaKarbon is not Maisa Hagerus. And the Mela doesn't require a Beis Din. Because the Yisod Din HaKarbon is a Chalei Shem Choyva. He's Chayev to bring a carbon. And the Kiyom Choyva Zu Hua me'akev b'geirus. Shegeiruso eina nishlemes ad shiakayim choyvasoi v'kiyumoi al yedei havos ha'korban. That his geirus isn't completed until he's mekayim, his obligation, through the bringing of the korban. Shekin mila and tevila, they're part of the etzem maisa mila v'at tevila are part of the maisa geirus. So, what's ma'akev by the carbon is the din carbon. There's a din, there's a choiva to bring a carbon. And that's mashlim the geiris. Mila and tevila are part and parcel of the ma'isa geiris. So, what's ma'akev is not the kium of the mila and tevila, but the mila and tevila themselves. Here by the carbon, what's ma'akev is the kiyum. He has an obligation to fulfill. So the carbon is the obligation to fulfill, and the mila and tefillah are part and parcel of the ma'isa geiros. But it would appear pashut that mila and tefillah are no less than a carbon. There also there's a din kiyum of mila and tefillah besides their chalos b'toyros ma'isa ha'megayah. So there are two things by mila and tefillah. There's the fact that they're part and parcel of the Maisa Geirus, and also there's a Kiyum. And therefore, we have mandamrim. The milan tefillah, that one of them is not ma'akev, that's only been ogeya le'etzem ma'isa hagerus. That's part and parcel of the ma'isa gerus, one suffices, milah or tefillah, according to each mandamrim. But ben ogeya le'chalois kiyumam, but with regard to the fulfillment, that everybody holds that you need three things. Milan tefillah b'hatzas damim. If he doesn't bring the carbon, he's now that he'd catch him. Because by catch him, not only is the maisegeir of Sma'agev, but the kiyum is also, this is very, very important to understand. There are two aspects to geiris. There's what's part of the etzem maisegeiris, milan tefillah. And then there's a kiyum, an obligation that has to be fulfilled in order to be able to eat kachim and be a full-fledged ger, and that is mila, tefillah, and the carbon. So the chisaron of the kiyum ha-carbon is ma'akiv v'ger, it's not considered ger, it's shlema, a complete ger is until he's makayim mischova. And therefore, even if he wasn't toivel, hachman diyamer, that tefillah is not ma'akiv, according to the mandamer, that tefillah is not critical, but still, he lacks the kiyum, and mimela, with regard to kachim, he can't eat kachim yet, because he's no kiyum of the tefillah. This is a beautifully insightful analysis, and the maskanas hadvarim is, that even though one of the three things might not be ma'akev, according to each mandamer, nevertheless, he's not allowed to eat kachim until he does all three, because if he's lacking one kiyum of geirus, he's not a ger shalom. You're not a ger shalom, you can't eat kachim. And according to the Shita Mekubetzes, he also can't marry a bas Yisrael if he lacks one of the three. Because keheter bas Yisrael, according to the Shita, is tali b'kiyum hageirus kehilchaso kedina. Now the Ramban, brought by the Ran, asks, according to Rabbeinu Chananu, who holds that a Givoni Mahu doesn't need a Tavis Dam Bris, so then why does he have no Takana? Why does it not help for him to do a Tavis Dam Bris? So the explanation is Pashut, that Bemis Givoni Mahu is nothing. It doesn't mean a Goy who is a Bris Mila, it's nothing. It's called a Goyim Arehilim, as it says, and his mila is not maila, not moirid, like we see in Yevamos Ayin Aleph. And if so, that he doesn't require a tavis dam bris, it's not because he doesn't lack mila, or because there's some sort of kiyum and mila that he has fulfilled, but rather because there can't be by him a tavis dam bris. Because dam bris is totally b'or lamamish. And if there's no orla, so memela, you can't do a tavis dam bris. And therefore, if you have a katan who's nolad moho, where there's a dinshel orla kavusha, if you think there may be an orla hidden in there, so you do a tavis dam bris. Now, like Abbe Ger, who's already, who you don't, Ger, that's nemo, you don't say there's no orla, there's no kiyum. There's no kiyum in a tavis dam bris. So what ma'azalta, what benefit is there to the hatafa if there's no orla? So it emerges that a gershin is gayer gishum mo'o, even though he doesn't require and is pater from a tavis dam bris, nevertheless, there's no kiyum. Kedin, he lacks this kiyum. So it's not necessary. She's no orla, but you lack the kiyum. Therefore, Rabbeinu Chananel holds ein lo takana, because he lacks the kiyum of a tavis dam bris. And even though he doesn't require it for his geiris, but he lacks the kiyum. There's still an obligation of the kiyum However, Rabbeinu Chananel holds that that's all shayach only to the din kiyum milah that was said legabe geirus. But as far as the etzem maisa geirus that's tali b'milah shem hakeves lefi halachi has takana. Because there, all you have to have is a chalos orlus v'din aral that goes away from him. Then he's pater mimaisa milah mela milah is mat ma'akev. Because what stops him from part of the Geirus is that he can't be an Aril. He's not an Aril. Either he's not an Aril or he's not obligated. So either way you look at it, he does not have to, for the Maisa of the etzem mila, part and parcel of the etzem geirus, part and parcel of the geirus process, he doesn't need bris mila. For that, he's cool. He only needs it because he lacks the kiyum. Since he lacks the kiyum, so he has no takana. Because again, we said mila and tefila have two aspects. They have a mila and tefila as part of the maisa geirus, and mila and tefila as a fulfillment of an obligation in order to become a geir. So, as far as needing it as part of the maisa geirus, he doesn't need it. He doesn't have an oral. He just doesn't have a foreskin. He's cool. But as far as being a ger shalem, there you need to do this maisa in order to be a ger shalem. You need to do the maisa of milah. He's not doing it. It's not going to help if he does it. So he doesn't have a foreskin. So he lacks the complete kiyum. Since he lacks the complete kiyum, so he has no takana. And obviously he can't eat kachim, and he's not a full-fledged Jew. So you're right, the Mila's nama akev b'maisa geirus over chalais geirus linyan kol atera kula, but it's ma'akev in the hashlam of the geirus linyan kachin. If he doesn't do mila, just like if he wouldn't bring a carbon, he wouldn't be able to eat kachin because it's not a geir shalim, because he doesn't have the kiyum of the carbon. So through here, he doesn't have the kiyum of the mila. And the Shita Mekubetzes goes even further. He's also Bebas Yisrael because he's not a Ger Shalem. That's a regarding him, but regarding his son, the fact that he's a full-fledged Jew, even if you hold that a Goy who has beer with a Jew, the child needs conversion, his son doesn't need conversion because he's his status of a Jew. In other words, the fact that he can't eat Kachim is not Noget to his son. Let's say somebody would convert, he'd have meal and tefillah, and he wouldn't bring his carbon. And then he has relations with a Jewish girl. So their son is now Mu'ukov Be'achilas Kachim? No. Carbon is Ma'akev Begerus, but it's not part of the Maisa Gerus. Even in Achilas Kachim, as far as the Maisa Gerus goes, he did a complete Maisa Gerus. Because the Maisa is the Mila and the Tefillah. Just there's a Kiyum, there's a fulfillment of an obligation of a carbon that he lacks, so that does not noget his son. So to according to Rabbeinu Chananel, he didn't do his bris milah. That's not noget his son. He can't do the bris milah, so he lacks the kiyum. But he's still Jewish, and the mela his son is also going to be Jewish. His son doesn't need to convert. So now, b'siyata d'shmaya, we have a havana in the Rabbeinu Chananel, that the pshat is that for him there's no takana because he has no kiyum. He can't have a bris mila, can't do a toughest on bris, he's already mal. So he lacks the maisa geiris is fine, so he's Jewish as far as that's concerned, but there's no kiyum. And therefore he's not a full-fledged Jew, he's not a full-fledged geiris. But like we said, as far as the maisa geiris is concerned, that's completed when he does the tefillah. And the mela, as far as his child is concerned, his child's a full-fledged Jew. But as far as he's concerned, there's nothing he can do to make himself a full-fledged Jew because he lacks the maisa of mela. And then Soloveitchik wonders about a shita sashita mekubetzes, if there's a pagam in the vlad that the Gemara says in Yevamos that kusi ve'eved hababas Yisrael havlad pogam lekohuna, if that's only a kusi or an eved mamish, but here the vlad won't be pogam, he's only pogam the isha, only posels the isha lekohuna. It's not a pagam in the vlad. So he says, I ask you, dear daddy, to please tell me what you think about that. And very interesting. This letter was written in Yud Aleph Teves, 1934. Soloveitchik was born in 1903, so it made him all of 31 years old when he wrote this. And then he already received an answer on the 16th of Teves, 1934. So the letter got there very quickly, or maybe he handed it to him. I don't know exactly how it worked. But the response was quick and coming. And he starts off the letter, Ahuvi v'yikiri. Soloveitchik famously says that his father didn't kiss him, and even when they parted, he thought he'd never see him again. She shook his hand, because in Brisk, we don't show feelings. We leave them there holy. Holy of holies, we leave them inside. But he writes, Ahuvi v'yikiri. That's a very affectionate way of referring to your son, who's Godel b'Yisrael already at such a young age. I don't even know what that Rashi Tevis is. After seeking out your peace and good. Etmol Shava Shengel Masr Lanu Dosh Meitchem. Yesterday Shengel came back and gave us regards from you. Motza Machnu Lishmoa Mikol HaTova Sher Itchem. I'm glad to hear things are good. So he didn't hand it to him. He received the letter yesterday, quick mail. Good Gut gesagt, as they say. You're saying very good. I had a lot of hana. I'll be honest with you, Rabbi Say. I also had a lot of hana. But obviously, I'm not comparing myself to the towering giant that Rabbi Moshe Soloveitchik was. So that is, you thank Hashem Yisbarach. We were zochah to learn the shtickle, and I hope that in a future shiur we are going to see his father's response. So that's going to be awesome. And I thank you so much for listening. Shalom, shalom.